January the 11th, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Dr. Miraj, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warafuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalk.com. Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, Dr. Miraj Speaks, and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Before we get into the program this evening, we are asking everyone to say a dua. To say a dua for our beloved brother that passed away, Brother Aqab Bilal. They're asking Allah to forgive him his faults and his sins and admit him to the paradise. Also, Brother Bilal, another Brother Bilal, if you're from the Newark area, you will know James 86 X passed away. We're asking everyone to say a dua for our beloved brother, and Allah forgive him. May Allah forgive him and grant him paradise. The Quran Surah 89, 27 to 30. Soul pleasing God himself. The Quran Surah 26 and 89, Surah 89. Bring to Allah a pure heart. For all of this to grow and grow with force and be stable and constant, people, we must sacrifice our own pleasures for the sake of pleasing Allah. That's the only guarantee for really pleasing yourself. It is in sacrificing your pleasures to please Allah. When you do that to you, there is an evil, a normal thing or intention that is troubling your life that can't be removed with just this one instruction. Put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above yourself and everything else. All the corruption, the evil, the jealousy, the envy will go out of your life. This is the key. Well, we can't get ahead if we envy each other, if we have no just cause to deny the person the station that they are on or they are earned, except that we want it for ourselves. We can't get anywhere like that. We have to become people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and goodness. And wherever goodness goes, we are happy to see it going up into a better place. We cheer goodness on the higher and better places. The corruption, lies, selfishness, we hate to see that go up. But let us cheer the goodness on, whether it is us or somebody else, whether it be an African-American or a Sudanese or a Nigerian, or whether it be a Syrian or a Caucasian or a hunky from the South. If he's good, cheer him on. Tell him, go on, man, and we will truly be successful. Success be our pure heart. Bring to Allah a pure heart. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us on and on and on. and strengthen our faith, cleanse our faith, perfect our faith, give our hearts totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the end, dear people, the same thing that gives birth to the intelligence, this is influenced healthy growth of the intelligence, will be needed to save the intelligence. And believe it or not, the thing that gives healthy growth to the intelligence that also saves the intelligence when the intelligence goes corrupt, it is a pure heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come to him with a pure heart. That's salvation. I hope you understand. Praise Sajda, Sajda heart above brain. When you put your forehead on the rug to make sajda, tell me which is higher, the brain or the heart? The heart is above the brain in our most submissive position. The brain is down and the heart is above the brain. That tells us that if we want to submit to God, you have to put your heart above your intelligence. Oh, Allah, bless us with perfect faith. Save us from the temptation of this corrupt society. Make us love our al-Islam. Make us love Muslim life. Make us love the pure Muslim brothers and sisters. Make us decent, strong parents, decent community people. Make us a light in this troubled African-American society for a rebirth of a people who have long been dead. Ameen. The Quran, Surah 89, Ayah 27-28, pleasing Allah himself. So the greatest pleasure is the pleasure in knowing that you are responsible to your Creator and that you are doing something credible in the eyes of your Creator, that that's the greatest pleasure. Dear beloved people, pain and pleasure are the first governors in our lives. I repeat, pain and pleasure. is the first governors in our lives. So when the new life is born, it is born but out of great travel, great pain, and great suffering. Hinduism, ancient Greeks, and leisure. The Greek people, as we know, once had great civilization, but something happened. They created so much material comfort that leisure became a factor in their life. And since their minds had already fastened to the full of the sciences, denied the environment, they had grown old and had left that stage of useful curiosity. They weren't serious anymore. So they were vulnerable and they were open to influences. Leisure time, recreation. Now, leisure sometimes works to a people's advantage as well as to their disadvantage. So when your mind is alive, leisure works to your advantage because at that time, the mind is like the mind of an infant or a little baby. The mind is very curious. The mind is very excited in its environment. His intellect is alive and hungry, and he is using that leisure time to recreate himself. So what we call recreation today once was recreation. How pleasure operates in our life. Sleeping is natural. Sleeping is going to revitalize your metabolism, right? But look, you go to it, liken it, and no one wants to face death. But we can all die at night because we know it's not permanent. So we know sleep is going to feel good, even discharging waste matter. If you recall, or if you give a thought, there is a pleasure involved. Why? because that is a function that is vital for the support of the total life. Soul, rest, heart, the Quran, Surah 89, Ayah 27 to 30, soul at rest, enter my garden. Bukhari, page 2, 250, allow footsteps ahead. The relationship between the heart and the brain. If you have something worthy of being respected as supreme, then address the master in the house. Let the master reply to your message. Don't bypass my intelligence and say, we want your heart to respond. Yes, my heart will respond, but my heart does not like to respond unless it is accompanied by its master. My heart is ready to respond to good things, to decent things, to right things, but my heart doesn't like to go first. My heart says, are you awakened, master, in the light tower? And if the heart gets no reply up there, then the heart will feel its way. But the heart is feeling its way with the original intelligence that is inherent from Adam. So the heart will say, well, the master who was born on October the 30th, 1933, or on a Monday, has gone to sleep. And I'm confronted with the situation. I have to have light. The heart says that he's asking me to judge this message of the baby of Bethlehem, and the lighthouse is not on because the baby that was born October the 30th, 1933, is going to sleep. So I have to now go back to my inherent nature and consult with my first master. I have to consult Adam. The heart says, what is this now? What is this? It doesn't strike me as being right. The heart is capable of intelligent speech. This is not Reverend Woodhart's. This is not Reverend Fish heart. This is not Bo Diddley's heart. This is the heart of Adam speaking. And it says it wants to understand. Haven't you heard the expression, they say, foolish heart? Do you recall the song, My Foolish Heart, that implies that some hearts are foolish? The heart is capable of responding intelligently, but some hearts are foolish. Why? They are tricked. They are deceived. They are hoodwinked. And they are influenced out of their normal responses. So the heart is not an ignorant piece of flesh. The heart is an intelligent piece of flesh. It doesn't have to have book knowledge. It doesn't have to go to college. The only thing it has to do is stay real, stay natural. And that heart can deal intelligently with matter. It can't compute calculus. It can't plan the direction for us for constructing this building, but it can tell us whether somebody is coming right and when they are not. It can tell us when we are about to throw ourselves in trouble. It has that kind of intelligence. Alert us to protect the human being from bad decisions. So the heart is capable of intelligence. Heart is seat of human intelligence. The message of the Quran is respect the heart. And it says, what? Never did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change the condition of a people until they first change the attitude of their heart. So what is that telling us? That the heart is the seat of human intelligence. The brain develops thereafter. And when the brain gets in trouble, then the heart must go back to its original orientation as a responsive organ for intelligent life and its preservation, sensing with sincerity, with purity of intentions, what is best for the life of the creature and for society. if our hearts are not right, the brain cannot come to life. But once the brain comes to life, then the heart steps back. The heart takes a back seat and trusts the brain to chart the safe course through the neighborhood or through the situation. And only when the brain runs into difficulties and says, I can't handle this situation, the heart comes up and says, my husband has been knocked out. I have to consult the knowledge that God has talked into me from the beginning. I have to consult with my innate intelligence. I have to rise from my ancient seat of authority. I have to ignore the world, and I have to think with surety that God gave me until my husband wakes up. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful? But look, when man dies, he hopes for another life. If he's a faithful believer in his Lord, he hopes that he will get a meeting with his Lord. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O soul at rest, come back to your Lord. Enter you my paradise amongst my bondsmen, my servants. But look at the call. If I say to man, to Allah, if I say to the female, come, I say to Allah. If I say to the male, I say, Ijji. If I say to the female sex, I say, Ijji. So the heart gets into paradise, not the brain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to the heart. Your brain won't get into paradise. Your heart must get into paradise. Hearts lead the brain in prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Muhammad a heart that he can follow. I can follow this heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for me. So my brain does not lead my heart in prayer. My heart leads my brain. And my heart says, come to prayer. The head represents hearts and prayers. I say, who is that? Say, you don't know. I say, is that Bilal? My heart says, come to prayer. I say, who is that? How can it be Bilal? It says, this is Bilal. Come to prayer. And my heart says, come to success. I say, who is that? My heart says, this is Bilal. And I say, what Bilal? May God be pleased with him. He passed a long time ago. My heart says, come to success. I say, what is this really, Bilal? My heart says, look, accept that I am Bilal. I say, oh, are you the same Bilal? My heart says, I go in front of you like I went in front of the prophet. Prayers and the peace be upon him. I say, what are you the same that went in front of the prophet, the same creation, but not the same person? I say, oh, these things are wonderful to behold. Speak to me some more, please. And my heart says, Kutkama Matus Salat. Stand for prayer. And I take over in the lighthouse. But who sent me to my post? Who put me on my post? Bilal called me to my post. And I took my post, and Bilal kept quiet. God led him to his duties. Let's see how wonderful you can carry it out. And the brain, concentrating on the revelation of God, recites the revelation. And the heart raises every now and then and pays its respect to accomplishment of the brain. And the heart says, Alhamdulillah. The brain says, Alhamdulillah. And the heart says, oh, pretty good. But in the second rak'ah, let's make it better. The Quran, Surah 90, Ayah 2, you're free man in the city. So freedom doesn't mean not having a chain on you. If so, we were free in 1865. Freedom means more than that. To some of us, freedom means having a car, a big hat, fancy shoes, clothes, eating yourself full. That's not what Frederick Douglass, Marcus Garvey, Dr. King, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, W.D. Muhammad, concept of freedom. A bird in a cage has that freedom. It is well fed better than the baby. If that's all you want, you don't belong to the freedom movement of your ancestors. They wanted total freedom. And in order to have that kind of dignity, you must have more than bread on the table, clothes on your back, car, shelter over your head. That is only the aspirations of the ordinary animal. A charged, enslaved, domestic animal, as for that, a free animal wants more than that. He wants his own domain, dignity in his own house, leadership on court, execute his own authority. So human is a free soul to find the path of enlightenment. The human is a free soul to find the path of enlightenment, to make a contribution to the improvement to the world. There are levels of hope, aspiration, and if you are a true human, you won't be satisfied with shakable, uncertain conditions in America. The Irish have tradition, Irish mind. Their children are being fed the Irish mind. The Italian have Italian mind and traditions. And so goes to Spanish, so goes for the Spanish, Indians, etc. I want to be part of the force that dictates design, what tomorrow will be. I have to have an independent vision and my own way of looking at life in the world. Life is dangerous. You don't make it safe by being a coward. I fear only the moment you start to be afraid, then you're in danger. A people without hope are finished. Not individual hope, collective hope. We have to establish collective hope of the people. Then we have to encourage everybody to identify in that collective hope so that the media won't throw half the community after Superfly values, another half after Sissy values, another after Brute values. If we don't have something to unify our aspirations, then our aspirations can take us by any forces. Religion gives gravity to spirit. Can you see the importance of seeing yourself as a spiritual entity? Religion is important because it gives that central part of gravity. It gives gravity to spirituality of the human. It brings the windy nature to some kind of form, discipline, so that the force of the world won't take it away. They know by studying our biological and physiological nature, how it works with conscience to influence the consciousness. So they have learned that habit can take over the mind and conscience, and all they have to do is give us habit for a long enough time, and then the habit will dominate and put out the light of intelligence. The habit will rule where intelligence once ruled. So they give us habits to condition our mind to accept more and more immorality. Animal instinct protects it. I want you to see how they use science to reach you through your biologics and bring your mind down to the lowest primitive level. They can reduce the human mind lower than the mind of the brute, the beast, because it's not in the beast's intelligence to follow discipline outside of its instinctive mode that he has been put in by God The beast has been put in an instinctive mold by God, and you can't bring him out of that instinctive mold except by chemical alteration. And while he's outside of it, he's outside of his own creation, or conscience. So he's just like a dead thing. And pretty soon he dies. He tries to mate with another one. He probably can pass on this cell perversion. This mutated cell may be passed on in a sexual intercourse, but that beast that you do that to is finished. He's finished. But you can do it to a human being, and he stays alive. He's not only passed it on his mate, his mutant genes to the other generation, but he also carries this seed it to the society and make the whole living society become like him, you see, because he's able to follow it and carry it on, whereas the beast that you manipulated behavior through chemical changes, you destroy that beast. And the other beasts, they don't learn from him. They will run away from that crazy beast because God has put their intelligence in a mold. They can't come out of it. They see some beasts come along doing some crazy things. They aren't going to copy him. Freedom may cause trouble, but eventually lead to God. So nature eventually will overcome perversion. But somebody can walk in our masjid on one leg with one toe touching every other step, leaning at an angle is 30 degrees, almost falling, you know. And if we let him go on and don't say anything to him, pretty soon one brother will copy. After a while, there is five or six brothers copying him. Pretty soon, here comes a sister walking sideways. So that's because God has respected us so much. He has put so much trust in our nature that he allows us freedom to step outside of the mold that he cast us in and do a devious, a perverted a thing if we want to, because he has put into us such great obedience to him and such spiritual and moral conscience that he knows maybe 10 of them will do that, maybe 50, maybe 50,000, maybe 50 million, but the majority will one day rise up against the crazy perverts and they will say no more of this, because God has put in our nature to come back to the nature that he creates us in. But look how we have to suffer in this hell where everything perverted is fashionable. And true nature is a freak. Yes, they call us freaks. You don't believe in streaking? You don't believe in exchanging wives? You don't believe in going back to back or upside down? What do you people do for life? God, you don't have no fun at all. The Quran, Surah 91, Ayat 1, the sun and its brightness. Matthew 16:13-16. Son of man, who do you say I am? Shams, what is Shams? The sun. What is the role of the sun in our environment? It is the news bringer of a new day. It brings the news of a new day. And it gives us light for livelihood. It warms us, gives us warmth. Oh, yes, it brings us up from our bed. And it induces in us sleep when we start to set. When it starts to set. Is that right? They call us Sam and Shine, talking about Shemp, the sun. The role in our environment is the new bringer the news bringer, and gives life for livelihood. It warms and regulates our lives. When the European was in the caves and hillsides of Europe, and you were on the banks of the Nile and the Niger River, when you were in Ghana, Timbuktu, in your glory, you were the Khalifa. You made the people rise up for work. You marshaled the energy and the resources. You were the one who clothed the world. But now look where you are, Sam. You don't shine now for the world. You shine for me. That's what they were saying. They were ridiculing. Sambo, Bo represents passionate impulses. But now look at Sambo. You know that had Bo on Sam. Do you know why? Bo represents passionate impulses. You use a bow to shoot the arrow. You have to draw the string back to fire it. And that's just how your impulses work. First, you get tension from going in one direction, and then the thing fires out with the force of the tension, you see. Tension can be built up because of servitude and captivity, because of corruption, because of many factors. Tension can be built up. And the bow of that tension, sooner or later, will fire out a protest. And that's right. The fired out a protest. Sam used to be a natural man. He used to know from his own nature when he should fire out. So they called him Sambo. Tension, past, present, future, control. The Quran, Surah 91, Ayat 1-2, by the sun and the moon that follows. John 10:12-3. Joshua made three tenses, don't they? In fact, they have four. They have past tense, present tense, future tense, and this one you didn't know. You didn't know about control tense. Well, we want to move in all of the tenses. Tense. So we want present and we want past, future, and control tense. The scripture said, and Joshua made the sun stand still. That is control tense. All right. So when you design a life for yourself with an object in mind and you marshal everything to complement that, and to support that, man, you are on your own time. Then you are not in the past. You are not in the present. You have even gotten beyond the future. Oh, yes. But actually, when you receive that way, pardon me, when you perceive that way, you are really in the future. But you have stepped ahead of the ordinary concept of future time. You have stepped into control time. I'm telling you, if the learned were here, they would bow. Those who don't know, they can't respect it because they don't know. But the learned would bow their head. They would take off their caps, and they would put down their wisdom out of a respect for what God has blessed the uneducated with. Yes, praise be to Allah. So this trend that we have of going now with the wind, each one becoming his own island, individualism, individualistics, that is doing away with us, that is destroying the least bit of sense we have as a people. We have to come back to the Allah, the clock principle of attaching ourselves to each other. For the sake of life. The Quran says he created the human being from water, right? And then a clot of blood, put it into a place of rest. The water didn't rest, did it? Not in the Quran. It wasn't the water that rests. It was the blood that rests. So what does that mean? What is the difference between the two scriptures? One says, lead me by quiet waters. Lead me by still waters to a tree planted by the water. It is talking about rest, rested water, meaning that what is important for man is to rest his spiritual anxiety so that he becomes spiritually at peace. What is the Quran is saying? With its terminology is this. Man will not find rest in spiritual concepts alone. He will only find rest when he establishes his social concern. So blood is man's social bond. Blood represents man's social concerns. They are strong sticking bonds in spiritual concerns. So you hear me? I know you do. You wouldn't be that quiet if you didn't hear me. All right. The Quran, Surah 91, Ayat 1, the sun and its brightness. The sun, how am I to read this, my Lord? He finally comes to read it as God intended for him to read it, that the potential of the earth rising up out of the earth, the potential of the earth comes up out of the earth to light the earth. Now, look at your earth, your body. He also made a sun to rise in your body, in the dead matter of your body. And once once your potential rises up and frees itself from the bowels of your earth, your personal body, it will light your world. The sun may be used as a sign or a symbol. It is freed or released, it becomes the light of our world. If I am right, correct in that, then look how well this language problem supports what I'm saying. They can't give a gender to the sun. One language says that it is a she. Another language said it is a he. Another language said it's nature. Potential in man is male and female. Isn't this the same problem we have with our own self, this sex problem we have? We can't decide whether we should be men or women, females or males or unisex or what. But in our potential, we are both. Sun is center of the planet. The Quran, Surah 91, Ayat 1. The sun and its brightness. The sun, while it's living, what is the sun for us? For Earth, a planet that belongs to the sun. It's our protection as a center. And we are going around it, held by universal gravitation. Because of our nearness to the sun, the balance is created where we are not pulled into the sun and we are not pushed far away from the sun. So we are kept at a certain distance of safety. But if the sun was removed, we would be lost in the heavens, lost in the solar system. We would have no more family unity. We would be thrown helpless into space. Soul call, God speaks, you listen. Isn't that a sign then that your soul has a sacred call, and in that sacred call you listen and God speaks? And as long as you respect that sacred call, in the center of your soul you will be protesting to go freely in your orbit, roam the world, but stay in the law and under the law, respect your center. That's a sign, brothers. Praise be to Allah. The Quran, Surah 92, Ayat 3, male, not like female. Dhikr is the thinking, the man as an intellect. Bashira is man as a social member in a social order. What makes him now so important as a member of the social order? Because he is sensitive in his outer body, whereas a woman is sensitive in her inner body. So the man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants is sensitive in his outer body when he sees his family hurt, children, friends, neighbors hurt, etc. He is concerned. Man created by more than sex, but knowledge, male and female. The Quran, Surah 4, Ayat 1, we created mankind from a single soul. The Quran, Surah 92, Ayat 3, Allah made the male and the female. Genesis 2:21, Eve, from Adam's rib. So we are not lying when we say Adam, and it says a man, a human person, and that Adam was given a mate from his own body, and many children came from the two who made it that populates worlds. So we are not lying at all, because this is language that has to be translated from picture to education. Mankind is not created just by sex. If he was created just by sex, he would still be an animal, running around with other animals, hunting, and living like other animals, making sounds like dogs, wolves, or other animals. He would still be in that shape if his mind wasn't turned on to understand his life and the world that he is in with his intelligence. So when that process starts in his body, then he's truly comes to life as a human person. So this is science, and this is also religion. Then and only then he comes into the awareness of life as true human person. The bulb is only a potential picture of light out of the socket. So when I point to the bulb, I could tell you, see the light, and the word bulb never comes into your mind. You are going to look at the light, right? But take the bulb out of the socket and disconnect it with its life electricity and put it on the table. And if I point to the bulb and I say, see the light, you will say, man, are you crazy? It still has the same picture. It still has the same shape and form, the same material composition, but it has no life. And it is not light, it is dead. That is the same way you are when your mind is not turned on to the guidance of God. You are like that bulb taken out of your socket from the flow of light, and you are not human. God made you human. God is talking about light in a body. Without the body, you have nothing but a bulb that has to be put into a socket, and the system has to be in the house and connected to the system outside of the house. Because part of the system that lights the whole city, the whole world. Now let us come to a conclusion for this. That which I have told you I was going to give my students and those who trust me as their leader. They don't doubt me. Even if they don't understand me, it doesn't weaken their faith. It did. Prophet mate has mind with world, like a man and a woman. The students go with what they can understand, and they wait on God to give them more. Just as the interest comes in the male and the female, for them to become a social unit, partners of one another, and their interest brings them to engage each other. Sexual and new life comes eventually. And now the family is growing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with his spirit and his guidance, with his interest for our bonding, and he leaves it. He deposits that in one servant. Then that servant, he looks to his woman. His woman may not be even a living female. He may not be even flesh. He makes his mind, his intelligence, his mental curiosity, with the external material world. Then that is feminine in this language of science, or science and religion. So Dunya is feminine. Al-Dunya is also feminine in the sciences of the world. The objective world out here, the land, the stars, all of these things, the early prophets in Bible, they were called seers. And they were looking at God's handiwork. I'm using the Bible for that word. Handiwork means that the awful way that he put the heavens and the earth together. They came to the conclusion after engaging, you get engaged and then you marry. After engaging the external world, the object is in the sky, the wind, the water, pattern, the rivers, the life, flesh, and plant life feeding on the water, and all this beautiful piece of art that they witness, that they know man did not do and cannot do this. Allah made man dhikr, thinking, and women untha. And they come to the conclusion saying, I know you exist because I have seen your handiwork. Isn't that wonderful? This is the thinker. And Allah says in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, he made the male dhikr, thinking, reflecting, contemplating, studying, trying to understand, and he made the woman unsa. The Quran, Surah 92, Ayah 4, each has a goal, diverse end. Each individual has a goal or diverse that God is influencing to reach for. Those high achievements that your collective conscience has inspired you to. You should have seen of a sacred destiny. Anytime a people have been reduced to level lower than that of any other creature group, any other cultural group, pardon me, if they have any belief in God, shouldn't think that they have a sacred destiny. The children of Egypt didn't believe their suffering was without an answer under Moses. They believed they had a sacred destiny. The Quran, Surah 92, Ayah 12, we take it upon ourselves to guide. When God speaks, he speaks as a sovereign, as king for the kingdom, like the king, president. They don't say I, they say we. We may have written the decree by himself. But he says, we make this declaration. Equal, he has authority for whoever else may have an interest in the matter. So the Quran, Surah 92, Ayat 18, send wealth to purify themselves. So the Muslim is not one who can keep growing materially, intellectually, and not giving anything. Does a tree grow without giving? A blade of grass without giving, it grows and it yields something back to the earth. Everything in life that grows gives back. And God has established charity for us. The Quran, Surah 92, Ayat 18, spend wealth to purify itself. So we don't think of materialism, the material world, and material interests as needing purification. But Allah says in the Quran, take from them something of their wealth for their purification. That tells us that if people would be willing to give something of their material things that they love for Allah, then that act would have the effects of purifying them materially and their material interest in time. would not be impure or corrupt, but it will be pure also. The Quran, Surah 92, Ayat 18, spend wealth to purify self. God has alerted us to the presence of danger in the material life of man that tends to take him off of the path of purity and lead him into corruption. Most sins in this world stem from material abuse. Those who give in charity of their own free will and love to do so are not materialistic. Giving of charity is a requirement for purification as ordered by God. So progression map ease difficulties. So Quran Surah 94, Ayat 1 to 5, with difficulty, it is in the above verse Allah tells us that Satan wants us to have empathy and hatred between us, and that we should be taken from the remembrance of God through the drinking of intoxicants and gambling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us in another place in the Quran that we are not to go near prayer in an intoxicated state until we understand what we are saying. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said in a parable, if anyone would wash in a river that came by his home five times daily, would there be left on him any impurities? And the reply to him from his followers was no. The message in the parable is that the five daily prayers cleanses us. It says in the Quran, surely prayer keeps away evil and indecency. Prayer is a form of purity that cleanses. We also know that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said the Muslim prayer are a ascension, meaning that they lift us up from the low, base, vulgar, and degrading thing. So the Muslim gets a sense of upliftment or ascension, a sense of being raised up to God when he performs his prayer. God wants us to remember him, he says. Establish prayer for my remembrance. God wants us to be purified. Previously said, God does not want difficulty, hardship for us. For many, it is difficult to get up at dawn in the morning and make the dawn fajr prayer. But God also tells us in the Quran that it is difficult except for those who are strong in their devotion to God. Yet in another verse, God tells us that after every difficulty, there is relief, ease. So this we see, that God wants ease for us. Thus we see God wants ease for us. However, there are some difficulties. To make our prayers as we should, we must accept some difficulties. Taking care of ourselves as regard to practical things, such as care of our hygiene, eating the proper foods, maintaining the proper home environment for Muslims, etc., is difficult. All of this is extra work and difficult, but this difficulty is given to us by God to make our life better. You have probably heard the old saying, a stitch in time saves nine, or an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. These old sayings are telling us that if we take care of the present, things, then we won't have so much trouble in the future. God wants us to take care of certain needs in order that we may avoid greater difficulties. If he has ordered us to do things that seem difficult, then we should understand by his words that he wants us to be guided aright and to be purified. Thus, we should fulfill our obligations to him through the prophet to each other and to our community. If we are to fulfill these obligations, we must be dutiful as Muslims and remember that just as God wants for us ease and purity and all of the things that makes for a good life, Satan wants trouble for us. Furthermore, Satan's ways seem easier. We hear people saying, do whatever you want. Do your own thing. Sin corrupt your life. Have fun and don't care about the consequences, such as the invitation of Satan. God tells us that Satan is our open enemy, that he is the obvious enemy of man. God gives us good advice in the Quran, wherein he says, O man, certainly the promise of God is true. Let not then this present life deceive you, nor let the chief deceiver deceive you about God. Verily, Satan is an enemy to you, so treat him as an enemy. He only invites his adherents that they may become companions of the blazing fire. For those who reject God is a terrible penalty. But for those who believe and work righteous deeds, is forgiveness and a magnificent reward. So he is then to whom the evil of his conduct is made alluring, so that he looks upon himself. He looks upon it as good, equal to one who is rightly guided. The Muslim is not supposed to take intoxicants, such as liquors, alcohol, drugs, etc. There are Muslims who are very serious about not taking those things, but there are those who are weak and want to do those things, yet claim to be Muslim. This makes a division between us, especially if these weak people desire such things in their hearts. The real Muslim, even though he is doing such things, won't desire them in his heart and will hate for anyone to know that he is breaking the law of God. The Quran, Surah 94, Ayat 1, Allah expanded heart. God says he has not narrowed the heart, the man's heart. He enlarges it so there is room inside for all humanity. Bilalians, Caucasians, rich, poor, educated, illiterate, etc. Breast, chest, man, spiritual, conscious, intellect. The Quran, Surah 94, Ayat 1, have we not expanded thy breast, chest? The Quran, Surah 6, Ayat 125, chest expanded, constricted. So the breast refers to the heart, to the spiritual conscience and the intellect. And it also refers to understanding. It means that the man has a very limited or narrow understanding. This chapter that brings our attention to the nature of human struggle, to the dynamics of the human spirituality and social makeup and spiritual makeup. So this chapter is telling us, brothers and sisters, that this is the nature that God has put in his human creatures. And not only in the human being, this is in every creature. You might recall when I began talking about the need for moral development in this community and the concrete kind of spiritual vision in this community. So moral muscles use it or lose it. So I try to illustrate that by saying your moral makeup is a muscle, and like your physical muscle, if you don't use it, it will collapse. Now, believe me, the whole human makeup, your desire for physical improvement or material improvement in your life, your desire for spiritual improvement in your life, your desire for improved relations with your loved ones, whether it is, believe me, the more you struggle, the more progress you realize. The whole human being is his total concept, his total entity. his spirituality, his intellect, everything has this particular nature given to it by God. It operates like a physical muscle. The less you use it, the weaker it gets. So don't hate people who drive you to use what you've got. Hate people that tell you, sit down and relax until something comes by you. Hate them. Don't hate the people that drive you to use what you have. Because in using what you have, you are going to become better equipped to do things for yourself and by yourself. The Quran, Surah 94, Ayat 1, chest, breast. So the baby is fed from the mother's two breasts. So when we are raised up as youngsters, we feed upon the breasts of, the breasts are kind of knowledge, one knowledge we live by but don't always understand. The other knowledge is the knowledge we understand that we ourselves can command. So when understanding comes to you, it gives you a command over something. The Quran Surah 91 ayat, not pardon me, the Quran Surah 95 ayat 1 by the fig and the olive. Matthew 21:19, Jesus cursed fig tree. Mark 11:21, Jesus cursed fig tree. Kalahu Baden, we will continue this tomorrow. Inshallah, it only means if it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Maraj speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. And thank you for listening. Please remember to make a dua for our deceased brothers and sisters. Amen.